I didn't think I would make it. Thought everybody was against me. All those conquered eyes and Christmases alone. I never gave an honest answer, but I made a lot of angry organs. All we cope is static, how we behaving now. Filling up on endless insides from other people's ugly insides. All this bitterness is starting.
From the heart of 50% battery life here in downtown Cape. Gaming Drew, Hollis Drew, it's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. And for the first time tonight, a special edition of Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, we have a time limit.
I forgot it's the beat the clock challenge.
It's the beat the clock challenge for Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. I forgot to grab my power cord, so I've got half a battery from Comic-Con over the weekend. And instead of going home and getting it, because I'm just too lazy to do it, I'm just tired and I just want to, let's just get it over with. It's a lot like fornicating with Mr. 100. You just want it done and out as quick as possible. I said fornicating.
Thursday.
I said fornicating. Here's the cast for tonight. It's the same cast last week, you dumbass.
Yes, insult the viewers.
So we're also missing our guest that we had last week.
I miss him, by the way.
Right.
Here's your cast for tonight. Of course, I am Mr. 100, Shannon Young. Down at the end of the table is the five-star man and a man about town this weekend, just all over the place, Asa Gray.
Everywhere.
And then to my right, who was a real sport and helped us out everywhere this weekend at the table, with wrestling, whatever, Mrs. Allie Hebert.
Hello.
Miss, right?
I think so.
Mrs. is when you're married.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You can also just say Ms.
And I don't see a ring on your finger, so I'm assuming you're not married.
I'm not.
Use one of the Velcro straps, and then it'll be, that's official.
I don't think
that. To myself.
That's
I'm
how
putting
it
on
works.
Myself.
Yeah, that's how that works.
I don't think that counts.
It's like The Office. Oh, it's after midnight. You're married.
I haven't seen enough of The Office.
I've not seen much at all. Also, we just gained 2% battery somehow.
it's the electricity of the conversation.
Yes. We are bringing it full string.
Talking into the microphone and it's just giving that battery.
It's like when you drive your car and it charges your battery as the wheels turn. As we talk, we're charging the laptop with our energy.
The soundboard is an alternator. That's a car part. I know things.
So we had Cape Comic Con over the weekend. Last week I loved last week's shows. I thought last week was just the best collection of shows from
Nerd Up to Nerd Up.
From Nerd Up to Nerd Up, pretty much, yeah. Because you had Brian and Amanda on the first Nerd Up, and you had Ken on Tuesday's show, Jason and Lee was on Wednesday's show, Tanner came in for Thursday's show, and then on the second edition of Nerd Up that week, you had it's the best of something. Can you tell me? Are you allowed to say it?
I'm not allowed to say it. I'm gonna earn it back tomorrow, though. So. Okay. But we had Austin Lane on. He is the best of the best.
He is, and that was a great intro. He said something about being the best at 3-1 on Mario 3. And my reply to Austin Lane is, and? 3-1 on Mario 3? What, do you want a cookie?
Are you saying you're better?
I'm much better at Mario Brothers.
Well.
Gauntlet Throwdown.
The Twitch itch is being tingled. I don't know. That's a streaming opportunity if I've ever heard one.
Me versus Austin Lane and Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
I'll throw that gauntlet down right now. Austin Lane, best of the best. From pillar to post and rope to rope, best of the best, Austin Lane. You were talking.
You did it wrong.
Rope to rope and pillar to post, the best of the best, Austin Lane.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Because you were looking in the eyes of the gaming's toughest son of a, and you get the
bad
Stone
words.
Cold reference from there. Yeah. Let's make it happen, Austin. You want to go one-on-one Mario style and see who's better? You know where I'm at. Hit me up. I love you to death. So Comic-Con was this weekend.
Yes.
And it was such a good time. I didn't know if we were going to talk about it on this show, if we wanted to talk about it on Wednesday's show. A lot of it was involved with wrestling. We can save the wrestling talk.
The non-wrestling stuff we can talk about tonight, because tomorrow is going to be another hour and a half show.
Please no.
More than likely.
Every show is almost an hour and a half now at this point.
This should be the last one for a while. This should be the last extended one for a while.
I really hope
so. But there's just a lot to talk about tomorrow.
I really hope so, because these hour and a half shows, as much as I love them, like, man, last week I was so depressed because I really wanted to get out of there on time to go to Walmart to pick up chicken balls. And I never got my chicken balls because Walmart closes at 11.
The neighborhood market.
Yeah. Let me explain to you what chicken balls are, because for the people listening out there, they might be wondering.
They're chicken meatballs.
They're chicken meatballs.
Filled with cheese.
With queso and like bacon and stuff. Mr. 100 doesn't live a healthy lifestyle. So I keep thinking, well, if we could just get this done in time, that would be fantastic. And last week we recorded the Wednesday show at like 9. And I'm like, that's perfect time. We'll be out of here by 10. I'll go pick up my chicken balls. And then, of course, it was an hour and like 40 minutes, I think. Mm-hmm. Phone's ringing. I don't even care.
It's fine.
At this point.
We're closed.
Tell me about Comic-Con for you, because you and I had very different experiences.
I only got to go on Saturday. Friday, I helped set up the ring for Girl Fight Friday night, and then the CCW Super Show on Saturday. I didn't know how long I was going to be at the arena building, so I planned on actually being at Comic-Con for a little bit on that Friday.
Yeah.
But wasn't able to make it over. Saturday, I spent the majority of the day there, at the arena building until we headed over, or at the Osage Center until we headed over to the arena building. I liked it a lot. I had a lot of fun with it. It was a lot of really cool, artists and vendors and stuff.
Yeah, it was the first time that we got to do it with Gaming Grounds, and I'm glad we did. I usually ask Lonnie if we can do it. This time I just did it. Mm-hmm. Like, I talked to Amanda after the little con that they did a couple of months ago over at SEMO, and yeah, just said, okay, we'll do it, and told Lonnie like 3 times we were going to do it, and then he kept asking me, hey, what's up with this Comic-Con? Are we doing that? By the third time I told him, I stopped responding. Like, here's an envelope full of money. You're welcome.
Right.
Yeah, cons are always weird for me because it's the most awkward people doing the most awkward things. This one wasn't that bad. There was only two people I remember that were just super, super awkward, mm-hmm. to the point that I had to send someone over to rescue Lindsay because they would not stop talking to her.
Oh, wow.
And I could just see the anger on her face after like 10 minutes of just being assaulted by like just the nerd stuff. I had to send someone over. I was like, it was Jared's wife. Jared and his wife, Nia and Jared, I told her, I was like, will you please go over there and save Lindsay? Like, what are you talking about? Just go over there and say anything. Ask about her prints. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Get that person away from her because it is driving her crazy. Lindsay didn't have the best time anyway with as many people were there with, you know, doing the same stuff she was doing.
Was it the Walking Dead extra that thinks he's a huge deal?
No, but
was that not one of them?
I really dislike that guy, Santiago something.
I don't know.
He also crashed the CCW panel.
Yeah.
Oh goody.
He did. Shamelessly self-promoted himself.
Of course.
And God bless.
That's
Jeff.
All he did. He was walking. He was literally just walking around when that was one of the things that because Dalton and I spent a bulk of the day Saturday together at the convention, and right before this was with Zach, Kurgis.
Yeah.
Wait, we were
Kurgis
walking
or Price?
Kurgis.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember you walking around with Kurgis.
It was very
I remember seeing you walk around with Price a little bit.
He followed us like a lost puppy.
I wondered how that went.
We'll talk after. Because I ran into Kurgis on the floor and we walked around for a minute or two before he was headed back to the Gaming Grounds panel and or to the table. And then I was going the other direction because I was just kind of zigzagging my way through.
Yeah.
But as we passed, I think it was Patrick's table. Like, all of a sudden, I just hear this guy screaming. And he's holding up his phone. He's taking a Facebook Live video just yelling about, like, oh, I remember wrestling. Oh, I liked wrestling. Wrestling was cool. Oh, you got action figures? Oh, you just so loud. And just, I'm like, who? And he's got, like, it looked like a velvet sport coat and a fedora on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, who even is this person and why are you the worst? And then I just walked away. And then it wasn't until I think it was at the Super Show he was there.
Yep.
Yeah,
and Dalton was like, yeah, that's the extra from Walking Dead who named his own character because he wasn't given a name in the credits.
Well, sure enough.
He has an IMDb page because
he made one.
Like a lot of there were people in Cape Girardeau who have IMDb pages because they were extras in Gone Girl.
I know a couple of them.
Tell them they're the worst.
Yeah, he's there every year, and I really like All right, so Ken Murphy, if you listen to last week's show, you know that Ken Murphy puts them together. Mm-hmm. And Ken Murphy does a great job. He gets great guests. He got this guy again. I don't know how long this guy's been coming. He was there last year, and he's just a horrible self-promoter. That's all he does. He sits there, and he yells to people. He's personable in the sense that he wants you to buy something, and that's pretty much as far as it goes. He was at the Cape Championship Wrestling panel, and Ken tried to involve him. And mentioned that he's worked with other wrestling stuff before and pretty much just asked him, what do you think, what did you think of CCW? What'd you think of the show? And instead of giving an answer of what he thought of CCW, he went into this big rant about how there's injustice going on right now at CCW and how he just wants an opportunity to show that he, of what he can do and improve himself. And I'm looking over at Ken and Allie and Dalton. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? It was a simple question. But yeah, he tried to put himself over, basically made a pitch to bring himself into CCW and made it sound like he was going to get himself involved with the Pinnacle. And God bless Jeff O'Dell, the leader of the Pinnacle, who said, you look familiar. Haven't I seen you on a TV show? To which the guy kind of went, yeah, I was on The Walking Dead.
And I'm on Nashville.
And you just saw me on Nashville. And I'm starring in a movie right now with Tyrus and, EC3. Cause that's something to put on your resume. Which, I mean, he's probably an extra in that too. So yeah. I don't much care for him, but the rest of the con I thought was solid.
No, yeah, yeah. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of really cool stuff there. When I went up to Perryville to talk to David and Mary Jo today.
Who are lifesavers, by the way. Yes. David and Mary Jo from Villainous Grounds.
Yes.
In Perryville, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Who were kind enough to bring their cold brew and the hot coffee to the con. And I had an open tab with them. Mm-hmm. And I need to go pay it this week. And I'm a little scared of how much it is, to be honest with you.
I believe David said it was 25 gallons of coffee they sold.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my.
Nuts.
He gave us a special shout out on Twitter for sending people over constantly.
And yeah. And that was something he told me today too. Was just like so many people were saying, "Oh, Shannon sent me, Jesse sent me, Shannon sent me, Jesse sent me, Allie sent me, Lindsay sent me." Like, just so.
Yeah.
That was super excited to see. I talked to them on I talked to Mary Jo on Saturday there for a little bit. And she was pretty, like, I didn't get a chance to talk to them very much because she was staying pretty
steady. They were busy. Yeah.
So, I love to see that.
I did too. I sent Mike Branham, and God bless Mike Branham's heart. not his soul, because he doesn't have one, but God bless Mike Branham's heart. Yeah, you got that. He comes over to me and he's like, "Do you need a coffee?" And I don't know what time this was, probably like 12 o'clock or so. And I've been running around. This was on Sunday or was it Saturday?
This was on Sunday because it was the last day. And actually, it was probably later than that. It was probably around 1.
But I needed a cup of coffee. So I'm like, "Yes, Mike, please." He's like, "I'll go get you one." I'm like, "Please, thank you." Mm-hmm. And he walks over and asks them, "Just give me what Shannon usually gets," which was cold brew, which is true. I do usually get cold brew, but I get a very specific cold brew. So I open it up and I'm expecting this hot coffee because that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's ice cold. And I just remember thinking, "Ugh." Like, it's good coffee, but I didn't expect
When you're not expecting it to be cold.
Yeah, when you don't expect your coffee to be cold and it's cold, it throws you off a little bit.
It's the same thing, like, when you take a drink of, like, a Sprite and you think it's your water or something, and it's just, when you're expecting something in your mouth and then it's something different, you're just like, "What is this?"
Yeah, even though you like Sprite, it kind of throws you off.
My brain can't handle this.
We set up the Gaming Grounds booth at Comic-Con. We were there all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was there all weekend, except for helping to host the CCW panel with Ken, which we'll talk about that tomorrow. I don't want to talk too much about that here, but I owe Ken one for that. and it was just a good time. We got to interact with a lot of our customers. We made a lot of new customers. I got to meet a lot of interesting people. Ron Simmons was sat across from me and we got to talk to him, Farouk. That was incredible. It was just a great time all weekend long and I just couldn't have been happier with it.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun on Saturday when I went, checked out the tournaments that Jesse was running, hung out with him and Pat and Justin was there for a little bit. Ben Martin.
Yep. Yeah. Sticks. That's what I call him. Because he's so thin now.
He looks so good.
He does.
So I hung out with them for a little bit. Most of the time spent at Comic-Con was either like right on the floor or was at the CCW table.
Yeah.
Cause they had between the Pinnacle when I first got there and then Colt Cabana, Jeff Cobb, Leva Bates, Joey Ryan.
We only did the Pinnacle one. I didn't know I did know they were there, but I didn't want to go see them because I have this fear of talking to celebrities, like the quote unquote big celebrities. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to bother them.
Right.
Like, the reason I can interact with the CCW guys so much is because we know them personally.
Right.
Because
we're friends with them.
We're friends with most of them. But I don't know Joey Ryan. I don't know Colt Cabana. Yeah. So I don't want to just go and sit there and be like, "Hey, you're Colt Cabana." Mm-hmm. That's cool. You know, Farley it. I did get to speak to Joey Ryan briefly, though, and he was really cool. Mm-hmm. We talked about Sega Genesis games. He likes X-Men.
Colt sent Dalton and I on a quest to find the weirdest things we could find on the convention floor. So we reported back to him. I think he went and looked at some of those.
I only bought one thing at the convention, and that was a replica Hellboy gun, which I pick it up, and I didn't even know it was the Hellboy gun at first. I just thought it was a really big revolver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like revolvers. That's my thing. So I'm like, this is really cool. How much is it? And the guy goes, $5. And I was like, $5 for this replica Hellboy gun? Okay. I think it's 3D printed. It's super light.
But yeah, okay. It looks 3D printed.
It's so awesome, though. Lindsay bought a whole bunch of stuff. Giant cat bug
backpack,
couple of Pokemon things. Allie got some prints.
Yes.
And a baby Groot.
Life-size baby Groot.
No.
That's a bobblehead. And Magikarp hat.
Which Zach was super jealous about. Zach Kyrgios.
Because he waited too long to go get one.
He could not get one after that.
And they ran out.
Oh.
Yeah. And I got a little Lapras keychain.
You did?
Yes.
Never mind.
The only thing I bought was...
after the show.
I bought... Brian's comic, and he signed it for me.
Brian Rhodes.
Yeah. The Six Legs, No Heart.
It was so weird. I was looking through my Facebook memories,
mm-hmm.
and one was a gallery I posted of Cape Comic Con like 8 years ago. And in that, I noticed one of the panels is Brian sitting there with his, like, what is it called? Mike and the Ninja. Mike and the Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
It's him promoting the Mike and the Ninja comic. I was like, holy smokes. That was 8 years ago, man. That's awesome. Crazy. It's evolved so much from what I remember being. It was just really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say enough good things about it.
I'm really glad. I'm sad I didn't get to go Sunday because I had to work. But Saturday I actually meant to message Ken this morning and ask him if he had an idea of how many people were there because Saturday, like, everywhere was just packed.
Yeah, it was pretty busy.
Like, you couldn't, like, walking around was somewhat difficult just with how many people were in every single alley of every single part of the vendor floor, through the main hallway, getting in and out of places.
Yeah, because the panels did really well. The tournament did really well. Jesse and Pat and Ben taking care of that. It was just, it's the best, the biggest event, I think, in Cape Girardeau every year. Apparently, I'm wrong. Like Ken said last week, it's apparently the craft show.
Well, that covers like five venues, and it goes outside of Cape Girardeau.
That's so crazy that a crafting quilt show would be so big.
I mean, I get it. My mom looked forward to them every year for a really long time.
Because it has a huge variety of things. It's where a lot of people get, because it's in the fall, and so it has Christmas decorations. You can get early Christmas presents. You can get ideas for early Christmas presents.
What does that mean?
Right.
What is early Christmas presents? Doesn't everyone wait till like December 20th to go get their Christmas gifts?
Surprisingly, no.
That's what I do.
There was one year I didn't, and I was so proud of myself. I was just like so excited. I was like, it's like the 15th and I'm done. This is weird.
The 15th of December?
Yeah.
Lindsay, she'll
to me, that's early.
She'll get her Christmas gifts throughout the year. She'll like have most of her shopping done by like August.
Yeah.
And I go, how do you know the thing they want is going to come out in September?
Right.
You got to wait till the last minute.
Won't just buy it for themselves.
Yeah.
I get something that early, I just give it to the person. I'm just like, hey, I got you this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like Christmas in general, like, anymore for the reasons that I used to. Like, the gift giving just seems so pointless now. I'm a grown ass man. If I want it, I'll get it.
This past year, I was literally at Walmart at like Christmas, at like 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve to get the last minute, like, three things that I needed for my family's gift exchange.
I'm lucky in that I only have to get gifts for like, three people, like, that I have to get gifts for, and that's Lindsay, Allie, and Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I did get you something last year, and I got a couple people different things, but I don't feel, like, required. It's just, like, I want to give you this.
Right.
But with those three, I feel required.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my requirements done pretty quick. Bob's really easy. You just get him a card to some pizza place, and he's good. So, yeah, not having a family, you know, being an orphan has its advantages.
I hate buying stuff for my parents because every time I ask them, like, so what do you want for Christmas? You don't have to get me anything. That's not how this works. You will get me something, like, cause you will. And then, if I come empty handed, I just feel like garbage.
Yeah. Which,
and if I try to say, oh, you don't have to, what do you want for Christmas? Well, you don't have to get me anything. No, I don't get to do that. That is very much not allowed. I have learned very quickly.
I try to do that every year and no one ever listens to me. I literally say, like, I don't want anything. Mm-hmm. And they always think, he's being difficult. The truth is that I don't want anything.
And then he complains for 5 years afterwards, even though it hasn't been 5 years yet, that you didn't get him the one thing he pointed at.
Well, can I tell you who did get me the one thing I pointed at?
Yeah, I know.
Mandy Kennedy.
I know.
Little Fitty.
After you had to directly say that you wanted it and no one got you it.
Like 2 years, no one got me the damn thing. And that's why I don't do Christmas.
That was the gremlin, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's because if I say I don't want anything, people get me stuff I don't want. If I point out the one thing I do want, no one gets it for me.
Are you saying the other things that you got you didn't want?
No, I loved them.
Okay.
What did you... I don't even remember what I got.
I got you the Lego Ghostbusters Ecto-1.
That's true. Was that last year?
That was the year that you kept pointing at the gremlin.
I know you wanted that gremlin really bad. Here's Ghostbusters.
But I didn't because...
I like how you're saying here's Ghostbusters like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's never a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Never a bad thing. I asked Hunter today because he was in here. No, he wasn't. Wink. And he... We were ragging on Suicide Squad.
I asked Hunter in this conversation I made up.
I often fantasize about what would Hunter say in a situation like this. But we were making fun of Suicide Squad because he absolutely hated it. Well, you were in the group chats, you saw. Mm-hmm. He absolutely hated it. And I asked him, so what was better, Ghostbusters or Suicide Squad? He took far longer to think about it than I would have cared for. And I don't think he ever actually gave me an answer.
He said he was going to get back to you.
He's going to pray on it.
He said he was going to pray on it and get back to you.
He didn't give you a straight answer.
It's a difficult question for him, apparently. I don't think it is. I can't think of a single movie that's made me angrier in the past 10 years than Suicide Squad.
It's not the worst movie I've seen in theaters.
Have we had this conversation before?
And it's still The Happening.
That's right.
The Happening was the worst movie I've ever seen it. In theaters or otherwise, possibly.
I've never seen it still.
The Tommy Wiseau movies, I haven't seen those, but I've just seen the,
Wait, movies?
Does he not have more than one?
I think he's just got that one movie. I think that made and broke his career.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just assumed someone like that would have made 60.
Like
I think that Walking Dead guy was starring in one of them.
Is that a joke or are you being serious? Because I can't tell.
Yes.
He had no lines. He was in two episodes. He had no lines. And yet when you saw his booth all over the place, star of The Walking Dead, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
That's a big
stretch. He does DDP yoga.
I think his last name is Armstrong. It's Santiago Armstrong. Stretch Armstrong.
I get it.
Okay. I didn't know if you got it because you
didn't
laugh. Okay.
I lied.
Oh, he
better. You want to talk about The Happening? We'll talk about The Happening.
Let's just talk about M. Night Shyamalan in general. He's going to be redoing Tales from the Crypt soon, and I'm so scared.
I think I showed you a trailer of that, and you were like, this is just a bunch of clips of things that have already come out. So I didn't know if this was an official trailer, if it was a fan-made thing.
But it was official. Now I'm wondering what Tales of the Crypt is going to be about. Is it? Mm-hmm. I'm starting to wonder if it's going to be Mystery Science Theater, but with horror films.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be new content, or is it just going to be tonight we're showing this movie and the Crypt Keeper is just the host, kind of like Elvira used to do.
Right.
I don't want that.
But that's not what Tales of the Crypt was.
No, Tales of the Crypt was its own stuff. It was based on the Vault of Horror comics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I still need to show Allie more of. She has only seen a couple episodes.
We saw...
Did Charlotte win, by the way?
No. They all ran in and broke up the match. At Indiana, Jesse found it was the complete... I think it was the complete Vault of Horror comics run, in a hardback.
Really?
Yes, and we almost got it for you, but the lowest the guy would go was still just
That had to be pricey.
It wasn't cheap.
I can see that.
So
yeah,
we're like, oh, that would have been amazing. How much is it? Oh dear.
That would have been amazing, but the little Ghostbusters you guys got me was also amazing. Mm-hmm. You had two Comic Cons in 2 weeks.
Yes,
that's crazy.
I'm tired. We ran into Hunter and Sarah on the, it was Dalton and I ran into Hunter and Sarah on the convention floor, and we were talking about D&D. And he's like, okay, so I think before we found out that we couldn't play this coming Saturday, he was asking, could we do this Saturday? And I was like, I think there's something I'm supposed to be doing, but I for the life of me, I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And then I think I realized, oh wait, no, I'm just so used to be having something that I'm doing.
Right.
That it feels like I probably should, because, this weekend was the Cape Comic Con. This past weekend was Indianapolis Comic Con. The weekend before that was Stride. So.
And wasn't the weekend before that CCW?
I think there might have been a week off between the two.
And then this week we got Payback on Sunday.
Which didn't find, I found that out last night.
Yeah, that kind of crept up on all of us. And gosh, do we wish it would be better.
I don't know. That House of Horrors match is going
to
be.
I can't wait for it. I can't wait to, because I like to make myself miserable.
Speaking of Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah. They got a new show out, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Netflix. It's Jonah Ray is the host. It's going to have like
Patton Oswalt on it.
Yeah. Felicia Day, a bunch of comedy people that I really like.
Because part of me wants to watch it because I like those people, but I really don't like Mystery Science Theater. I never was a fan of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I
like schlocky old movies.
I haven't seen a lot of it. Since it's been on Netflix, I've caught a couple episodes of it, and they're really funny.
Of the old stuff or the new stuff?
The old stuff. I haven't seen any of the new stuff yet. I really love Jonah Ray. Like, I love The Nerdist. Mm-hmm. And Jonah Ray was one of the co-hosts of that for a really long time. He was talking about, in one of their hostful episodes, he was talking about, like, boy, these movies can be oppressive. Like, you watch it the one time with your friends and they're making the jokes and, oh yeah, it's done. But when you have to watch those movies over and over and over and over again, it starts to get painful.
It starts to wear on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and some of those movies, like, I don't remember the name of it, but, I just recently watched one of the old ones, and I think it ended with, like, two people were being chased by a zombie, and then the main plot, like, got wrapped up, but it never cut back to what happened to the two other characters. Like, they were just, like, locked in a garage or something with the zombie, and then it cuts away to the main people. And it just never resolves.
They're still in that locker somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, wait, did they mention that? I tuned out for a second.
There was a movie I watched recently that I was having an argument with online about because it was It Follows.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, who used to be on the show, you know, on Nerd Up, she did not like It Follows. And we kind of argued about it a little bit because she thought it was a well done movie, but she just didn't like the plot of have sex and kill everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about it, the more I thought how unhappy I was with the fact that they never actually give an explanation for what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's hard to explain things like that, but like, they didn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, this is what it is. Deal with it.
I kind of liked it.
I
love the movie, but I like that they didn't like flat out say, oh, it's an old curse or it's a demon. Like, I very much enjoy that it's just a bunch of teenagers who don't have, like, because it's a trope in horror movies that I really dislike, how there's someone somewhere is an expert in it. Like,
they have a guy they can Skype.
I spent 30 seconds Googling this thing, and it turns
this
out.
Is what it is?
Yeah, it's like, I found this ancient tome that was uploaded to Wikipedia, and I can read in English.
Well, they went to Snopes.com and proved it was true.
Or I went to there's a professor at the college who's been studying this.
Like, and he's always played by Vincent D'Onofrio.
He is.
Every time.
Was it Sinister?
Yeah.
Where he
Sinister was? And, the movie about the Dybbuk box. I don't remember the name of it. It had Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I'm pretty sure he was in that too.
The what box?
The Dybbuk. Dybbuk. Dybbuk.
Do we need to check your pulse?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a Jewish thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dybbuk. I'm going to look it up. It's Hebrew. You keep talking.
But that's the thing that I've never liked is just these people like, oh, well, now we know what it is at least. Like, with It Follows, it's just a bunch of scared teenagers who are just running. And so they don't really it was an interesting dynamic in a way that so many other movies love to just, you know, beat you over the head with what this thing is.
Yeah.
Like, even I never saw it. It looked good. But the Bye Bye Man.
Like, I heard that was not good.
Really?
Yeah, it did not get great reviews.
It may not have, but the trailer made me interested. But it even in the trailer, they like show, oh, it's, you know, this, it's this thing. These are the rules of it. Like, we've looked it up, as opposed to just the way that the first kid is just like, okay, this is what's happening now.
Right.
This is how you can pass it on. good luck.
Don't know what it is. Can't tell you how to fight it, really. Just
sorry. Bye.
Sleep with somebody.
Yeah.
You never heard of the Dybbuk box?
I have not.
Dybbuk. Dybbuk?
I have not heard of either of those.
It's a pretty famous paranormal story about a box that this guy found. And I'm going to get a lot of the details wrong because it's been a while since I read it. What are you looking at?
I wondered if you had it on the computer.
I just pulled it up.
Don't use the computer. It's going to drain the battery. What are we at?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
So as far as I'm concerned, all right, if we end the show early at this point, no, it's because my battery's dead.
Yeah, if all of a sudden it just drops off.
Yeah. Well, no, because if the laptop dies, it won't save the file. I got to save it manually.
Oh,
I'll give us plenty of time.
So, audience, if there is no episode.
If you aren't able this to
explanation
listen to this.
This explanation won't reach you. In which case, let me give you my real. Nope, never mind. what were you saying about the Dybbuk box?
The Dybbuk box. This guy was like at an estate getting and looking at liquidated items, and I guess it was a Jewish woman, and he bought this box. It's a Dybbuk box. It's like a wine box, a wine cabinet, something like that. And he buys it, and he is like haunted immediately from it. And it's just terrible things. He tries to take it back. They won't take it back because apparently they were cursed by it forever, trying to pass it on to somebody else. So he ended up selling it, I think, trying to sell it online. Nobody would buy it. Like, it's a pretty famous story. It's one of the more legit paranormal stories that are out there. And I don't know where the box is now. I could probably find out. But it's, where's the Dybbuk box now?
Yeah, I just saw it. Dybbuk. Dybbuk.
It's also spelled Dybbuk. I think it's spelled in a couple different ways. But yeah, but the guy's name is Kevin Manis, is the guy that bought it. And, where is it now? I'm kind of curious.
And is he still trying to sell it? Like, is that same guy still just like stuck with it? But now the internet knows like, oh no, don't buy that. That thing's cursed.
According to the guy that has it now, it says the guy named Jason Haxton was the final owner of the box. He also claims to have experienced paranormal activity in presence of the box, but it has an anti-aging effect on him. Cool.
Okay.
It is now in a military-grade shock-proof container buried somewhere where it is well hidden and will never be discovered again.
Challenge accepted. PZ85 hunts.
Did I ever tell you about the treasure we left at GameStop?
Yes. Yes, you did. Did it ever get found, do you know?
Yes, it did. Right before GameStop closed, they found it.
Okay.
And then they put it back for the next owners.
No, yeah, okay, so I knew that, but did the
new owners
do we know
find
if the
it?
New owners ever found
know.
It?
I don't know. And for those of you that don't know the story, I'll just give a quick
PG synopsis.
Version of it. So this guy comes into GameStop, and I know if you've heard the story before, I'm sorry, but it's a good story. Guy comes into GameStop, trades in a bunch of stuff in a, like, CD folder binder type thing, and after we traded the stuff in, he left it there by accident. So we're like, oh, well, what else did he have? You know, he'll probably come back. So we look through it, and it is just stacks upon stacks of black porn. I won't repeat the titles. They were very, very, very vulgar.
You knew what you were getting into. There weren't any surprises. You're not popping in this DVD and like, what now?
I didn't think this movie was going to be about this. No, they stated it right there on the cover. So the guy comes in the next day, nervous. And it's like, did I leave my folder here? And I don't remember if it was me or Jesse or who, but we knew what was happening. So we kind of played it off like, maybe what was in it? To which he refused to answer and said, never mind. And walked out really like nervously. So then we take this binder of porn. Bob takes a couple of them and gave them to his grandma for Christmas. Because Bob's a son of a bitch.
God, I wish that was a joke.
It's not.
I know it. That's why I said I wish it was.
And then we put the binder of black porn back into the, and not even high quality black porn. We're talking like literally filmed in Karo, probably. And we put it up back in there. And, yeah, I think it's still there. Cause I believe John and Steven Sawyer left it there after they left. Mm-hmm. So someday someone's going to find it and they're going to, you know, I hope they like black cinema.
Section of the mall.
That part's still there though. Cause that's the sliding door that opens the gate. Or if they did remodel it, then they found it.
Don't go searching for it.
They have the treasure now. Do not seek the treasure.
Do not. Oh, I love that movie.
Now that's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you seen? You've seen that movie, right?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh my God! Stop yawning.
I'm sorry. 5 seconds. You can answer the question. I honestly don't think I've seen the full movie.
That's a shame.
What was the movie that you said you did see, but it was like on USA? And every time you tell me, I go, oh, so you haven't seen it?
Probably.
That's a,
it was a scary movie. It was something like some horror film that you're like, oh yeah, it was like on USA and I watched it. I was like, oh, then you haven't seen it.
Right. That's like watching, seeing all the previews for John Wick. The running joke that we keep doing is like, oh, he walks into the nightclub and then just smash cut to him exiting the nightclub, but he's all beaten up and like, well, huh, he knows where he's going now. That's weird.
There's an added scene that they did just for the PG the USA version where he walks out going, whoa, that was a crazy gun and knife battle I just had.
Boy, I'm glad we could come to work. We could come to terms on a peaceful arrangement. And he gives a thumbs up to the camera.
Who would have thought I could just walk in there and state my case and then we talk about it like civilized people? I like that version of John Wick.
I would watch that version.
I
want to
see that version
Wick.
Now that I think about it. I didn't come prepared tonight to talk about anything in particular. But the only thing that I could think of was Donald Trump's first 100 days, but we don't want to talk about
talking about John Wick reminded me. I was watching, who was it? It was at the Super Show and it was in the locker room and it was Hollis. It's like they were having an actual like high school debate. But it was Hollis and I think it was Anthony, Phoenix.
Yeah.
Because Hollis was talking about how great John Wick was, but Phoenix was talking about how great Point Blank was. And neither had seen the other movie, so they're just trying to like give brief synopses of Point Break.
Oh, okay.
Point Break. And hearing Phoenix give his account or his summary of Point Break was amazing.
Now, has he seen Hollis the old one, or did you just talk about the new one?
The Keanu Reeves one.
Okay.
And Hollis is just sitting there with his arms folded, just like not impressed.
Oh.
Talking about, but when you compare it to John Wick, it's not much to be impressed by.
It had Patrick Swayze though.
John Wick.
Patrick Swayze as a surf dude.
John Wick as a headshot party.
Stop saying just John Wick. That's not justification to watch the movie.
I'm picking up my Twitter. I'm going to go back to just tweeting nothing about John Wick 2.
Well, do you have any from a couple years ago? They might get retweeted.
That was so earlier today, my phone goes off and it's like, oh, a tweet you posted was retweeted. And I thought it was something from this weekend. No, this was a tweet from 2010.
Oh, wow.
That was retweeted twice today.
Yep.
No idea why. It was something about, I don't know if it was the Super Bowl. It was something NFL related. Cause it was talking about Adrian Peterson and the Saints.
That's weird.
But Chris Jericho tweeted something that I like commented on and then retweeted and then.
Was it people you knew?
No. It was like, I'm like, I wonder if my account just got, like, I don't know how hacking works. Did my account get hacked?
Does your account smell toast?
It might.
I like how you get people retweeting old tweets. I get the fake porn star models liking all my Instagram posts, and
that's just because I don't post.
That I get those too.
Did you get them first though? Like, did you pass it on to me? Like, it follows. It follows you on Instagram.
Or no,
that's the sequel.
No, this started happening after you started getting them, so I think you passed it on to me.
What?
So one of the people who retweeted me, his profile says, "Don't take my tweet seriously. Anthony Davis is my father. I live tweet every game I watch. Prepare to mute me." Okay.
I don't
know what any of
who's
that
means. Anthony Davis.
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google search Anthony Davis right now. I'm going to Mr. Jeeves, Mr. Belvedere. What was it called?
My business is as useless as a fake butler who Googled things for you.
Anthony Davis.
I get the feeling that's probably not a super uncommon name.
He's an American professional basketball player for the New Orleans Pelicans. He's 24. If that's his dad and the dude is tweeting that much, then something's wrong.
I don't know.
I'm a little slap happy from this weekend still.
No, yeah.
I wish I could lie to you and tell you that like I'm jazzed up to do the show tonight, but like I'm so exhausted from this weekend. Mm-hmm. I still haven't caught up yet.
No, yeah.
I haven't slept well and I've been busy. So it's like kind of a miserable experience being alive right now.
I have a day off Saturday. I'm actually really excited. Like, as much as I love playing D&D with everybody, I'm real excited we can't play on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because this is my, like, that'll be my first day off. And I'm not, cause even though I was off Saturday and Friday, like Friday was work. And then Saturday was also kind of felt like work, but much more fun.
My Saturday off was last Saturday when I worked the con.
The last Saturday I had off was when Lindsay wrecked the car. Bob and I sat down at, have we even talked about that on the show? I think I may have mentioned it in passing, but like a huge part of my life in the past 2 weeks was 2 weeks ago on Saturday, I sit down with Bob to play GTA 5 because we've been talking about,
You guys are having a great time playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
We're not, because we ain't playing it. Because we can't. Because we sat down to play it, and I get a Bob gets a phone call 5 minutes into the game from Lindsay.
So, like, right as the loading screen
I was already loaded. I was loaded, and I was in a game. I was at the barber getting my hair cut. I sent Bob an invite, and as he's loading, he's like, hold on a second. And I just hear his phone conversation, because my phone is dead, and I hear him over the mic going, hello? What's that? You what? Where? And I'm like, oh God, what's his family need? And then he just walks in and is like, yeah, Lindsay was in a car accident, which just shocked me. And, you know, yeah. So my last Saturday, Lindsay totaled my car, my Kia Spectra, which I miss so much. I love that Kia Spectra. I got a Chevy Cobalt now. It's okay.
You will learn to love it.
Sometimes when you start it up, it sounds like it has marbles in a can and you're kind of shaking it for a few seconds.
That's what my car makes that same noise.
Well, when I bought this, the guy that sold it to me said, yeah, it makes this noise when you turn it on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to do it in his voice too. We don't know what the hell it is. He sounds like Vince McMahon.
I bought my
car from Vince McMahon.
My car in to look at it, and they literally told me like, well, it's an expensive fix, but it's not a necessary one right now. So you can probably just put it off. And I was like, expensive? Put it in off.
What was it? Did they tell you?
No.
Or was it one of those things that honestly, it's so expensive you don't want to know?
They could have told me and I wouldn't have known what it means because I know nothing about cars.
Same. That's like, why I don't like buying cars because I feel like I'm getting ripped off every time because I don't know what to look for. Allie's been there with me twice when I bought my car. The last car she picked out for me ended up looking like a tin can because Lindsay wrecked it.
Yeah. And that has nothing to do with the car I picked out.
Are you sure?
Prove it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works.
I don't like buying cars. I don't like talking about cars. We took the car to Plaza to get the inspection done before I took it off the lot. And the guy looked at it, and I actually like Plaza a lot here in Cape. Don't get me wrong. They're pretty decent. They're probably the best mechanics that I've, like, they treat you well at least.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked at the car and I guess they know each other. Mm-hmm. They're both kind of older. And when he comes back in with the inspection stuff, he looks at us. He goes, man, that's a nice car you got out there. And the guy looks at me and kind of nudges me like, yeah, see? And in my head, I'm thinking, you sons of bitches. You set this up, didn't you? You're in cahoots with each other. Who just walks in and goes, well, that's a nice car you got out there.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Ooh, that Chevy Cobalt.
Yeah, you know, is it still for sale? Because if he's not going to buy it, I'm going to buy it. Bastards.
I'm very fortunate because both of my parents have worked in the car industry forever, like until just recently. So I can pretty much, if I go, like, so there's a number of people I can go to who are incredibly trustworthy, but it's all like actual dealerships. So
my dad just knows cars and he's taught me a lot of things because he's been working on a 68 Mustang since like as long as I've been alive.
My dad did not know about cars, but we always worked on them. I remember once when my brother and I and my dad were working on a car. As my brother went to drive it to see if it was working, we noticed flames coming from the bottom, and we're like, get out of the car. That's not
what's
good.
Wrong? I'm just going to take it around the block. No, no. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Jesse sent me a gift today of a guy riding a motorcycle, and then the tire comes off, tire comes flying off from the other side, hits the guy in the head as he's riding the motorcycle. I don't know why Jesse Kimball likes to send me gifts of people getting hit by cars and dying, but...
Because you talk about how you watch those things on Live Leak all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy them.
Then why do you choose to watch them all the time?
Why do you choose to watch videos about suffering animals all the time?
So I know what's going on in the world and maybe I can help one day.
Sometimes tires hit you in the face.
There was a video of a guy like...
Life comes at you hard, bro.
It's an outside shot of like of some sort of storefront and a tire just comes rolling down the sidewalk, like bouncing. And then it turns, like it's being remote controlled. It turns into the storefront, goes through the open door, and then it cuts to the security feed of inside. And it's just like three guys having a meeting or something. And all of a sudden, bounce, bounce, smokes two of them.
This is legit?
Like, yeah, I hope so. But like they both both stand up immediately. The third guy's just like, "What the just happened?" And yep. It's just like it was on r/unexpected.
Speaking of terrible movies, they actually made a movie about a sentient tire
that yep. ate people,
that kills people. Yeah,
yeah.
It's called Rubber. Have you guys really know about this?
Yeah,
like I'm shocked.
Yeah, because you've told me about it.
I've never
because it's come up on like Hulu or something. Whenever we're looking for a movie to watch, you're like, "How about this movie?"
I remember.
Is that my voice? How about this movie? I sound like Jim Carrey in the old. Who's that? That's a guy, right?
Have you seen it? Yeah, it is. Have you seen a picture of Jim Carrey recently?
No.
On the way to Indiana, I pulled up a picture and I was like, "Hey, so look at this guy. Do you know who this is?" And both Jesse and Dalton were like, "No idea." And I'm like, "It's Jim Carrey." What? Because he's got like this giant gray beard.
Yeah.
Like it was like that first time seeing David Letterman.
Oh my God. He looks so terrifying with that beard now.
And you're just like, who is this?
Or Carrot Top after he got buff.
That still is it's Jinder Mahal. Like how? Like this is not what you used to look like.
It's unnerving.
What are you doing?
It's unnerving. Ryback was very critical of Jinder Mahal on, his something recently.
Oh, of course he was.
I think it's gotten longer than that.
I mean,
oh yeah, no, there's
he's full on Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, because he could be the patriarch because he let his hair grow out too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll post it on the Facebook page. But that's
there's a little bunny.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I just want to see the little bunny.
I see the little bunny.
But yeah, that's not what.
Can I full disclosure something real quick?
Sure.
I never liked Jim Carrey.
I did for a long time until the whole his wife is a war criminal thing.
What?
Yeah.
I must have missed this show.
What's her name?
Movie
was that? The one who's killed all those kids now. Anti-vaxxer.
Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah, her.
I didn't think they were married anymore.
I mean, maybe they're not, but I don't care enough to follow.
Hmm.
Bridge burned.
More.
Well,
just strictly speaking of talent.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked Jim Carrey. On The Living Color, I thought he wasn't as good as everyone else.
He's very much like Adam Sandler to me in that, like, I love The Mask. I love Dumb and Dumber. I love The Cable Guy. Ace Ventura, I never super enjoyed. Like,
it was always too obnoxious.
It was just a little too over the top for me. I get why people like it, and I'm not going to fault anyone for liking it, but it was never really my favorite. I preferred. And I know saying, oh, it's a little too over the top, but boy, did I love The Mask and Dumb and Dumber. Like, they're just.
But there was something about Ace Ventura. Like, he was so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That it just made your blood boil. Have you seen Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I've seen.
It's got pets in it.
Yeah.
Ace almost lost his drink there.
Yeah.
It's got pets in it.
I've seen part of it.
And then Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, which was even worse.
Yeah.
Those are bad movies. I can't think. The only good Jim Carrey movie I can think of that I liked was Cable Guy.
I liked,
but I haven't seen. I've never seen Number 23. I've never seen The Majestic. I've never seen Bruce Almighty.
Oh no, I really like Bruce Almighty. The Truman Show was really good too.
Never seen it.
I have a soft spot in my heart for The Grinch because my mom loves that movie. If you like, I can even just start the line and she will start laughing. There are two things that will make my mom laugh uncontrollably. One of them is, what did one cannibal say to the other cannibal after eating the clown?
No.
Did that taste funny to you?
No.
That breaks her every time. And the other one is from The Grinch of Max, fetch me my sedative. And it's the giant mallet to hit on it on the head.
I like that just because. Me and my brother used to watch it every Christmas because it's like one of those movies that you just, it's not a great movie,
no,
but you want to watch it anyway. And because it was like Calvin would come downstairs and it would be on TV and he'd be like, why didn't you tell me this was on? And so it became like our thing. We would watch it.
And Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless is in it.
Is she?
She's the Cindy Lou Who. She's the little girl.
Oh.
Yeah. Crazy as that is. I would say it's the worst holiday movie I've ever seen. But I've seen Eight Crazy Nights, so
yeah, that one.
That's just the worst.
I didn't like Bad Santa.
I've never seen it. I watched clips of it, and I realized that this was not a Christmas movie for me.
It's one of those things where it's like, no, you're just a like bad
you're
not words.
A bad Santa.
You're just a bad words.
Yeah,
you're just a bad person.
And they made a sequel to that.
Yeah, I never
saw
that.
Big Lee loved it.
I
probably
didn't see it.
Sorry.
It just felt mean.
It is a mean movie.
Like, it's super mean, but not, like, funny mean.
No.
It's just like, oh.
Like, Cable Guy's mean, but I thought Cable Guy was funny. Mm-hmm. I think you and I are the only people that love or like Cable Guy. I don't know if you love it.
It's been a really long, like, I would have to see it, watch
it
again.
It's got so many good people in it.
I just, doesn't it have, Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick.
Isn't he the guy he starts, like, stalking?
And Jim Carrey, like, most of the cast of Mr. Show. Mm-hmm. Oh God, it's hard to think of everyone. Andy Dick.
There was a movie he did that my mom really liked and I haven't seen. No, never mind. That was Michael Myers. Ignore.
Which movie? I'm curious. So I Married an Axe Murderer. Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
My mom,
I'm stuck too good.
We had that on a VHS and it was, I remember really, really liking it.
I also remember liking it anytime
they put it on.
I don't remember a single thing about it though.
I just remember like the twist ending. That they did, but
she wasn't the killer.
No, it was her best friend.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh
for
God,
a movie
we just spoiled *So I Married an Axe Murderer*. Zach Price is gonna be pissed. We spoiled *Star Wars* for him.
God.
30 years after the movie came out.
*So I Married an Axe Murderer* is pushing that. No, it's not. That was like '90s, mid-'90s. I don't know.
During the height of Mike Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Who? I mean, name one movie Mike Myers has done that's not *Shrek* or *Austin Powers* in the past 20 years.
*So I Married an Axe Murderer*.
I'm gonna check the numbers. Again. I'm dead serious though. I can't think of a single one.
I'm getting like Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, Michael Myers, and Robin Williams. I'm getting a lot of their movies like mixed in together.
1993
was when it was. So I Married an Axe Murderer. So, wow, yeah, that was more than 20 years ago at this point.
24 years.
Itchy.
It's older than you, Allie.
I had to card someone at work the other day, and I told him, I was like, I can't sell you alcohol. And then I was like, oh, wait. Never mind. Yes, I can. Gross. Like, I'm born like 95. And I'm just like, this, I can't.
Yeah. People are like, starting to get older. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
What?
She was questioning my math.
I'm bad at math.
The computer even has the date right on it.
What year were you born in?
96.
And how old are you? Are you kidding? Can you legally drink?
Oh dear. No.
I'm so tired.
Your face is so red right now.
It's the rosacea.
No. Oh my gosh.
Liar. You lie.
There's no one here but me and Asa. Don't be embarrassed. That's that end of show right there. Actually, we do have about 5-6 minutes left.
I just realized I got sad because I
like 15%. So yay!
I was going through these like Jim Carrey movies in my head, and I kept thinking of like Robin Williams movies, and how he was just really good, and he took such weird movies. Mm-hmm. No, I love Robin Williams. You can make that stupid noise all you want with your stupid face.
Why?
Your stupid opinions.
What movies don't you like?
Actually, I can't think of many Robin Williams movies I don't like. He was so, especially like his stand up, he was so like Jim Carrey over the top style.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never watched his stand up.
But I went through a phase where I didn't like Robin Williams, but I'm over that phase. Mm-hmm. Like, and it wasn't when he died. Like, I actually liked him before he died.
Yeah.
But growing up, I wasn't a big fan of him. I did like Mrs. Doubtfire. That's a movie that tickled my mom's funny bone every time we watched it. And of course, I liked watching it because it had Pierce Brosnan, who's just sexy.
It's true.
He's just so sexy. I really like a lot of Robin Williams movies, but I like the darker Robin Williams movies.
I was going to say, one of my favorite movies of all time is Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie with Edward Furlong. Or no, Edward Norton. Norton, yeah, not Edward Furlong. God. Also Insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour photo.
1 hour photo was another really, really
good
one.
When he was creepy, he was really good at being creepy. And I think Jim Carrey tried to tap into that with that, number 23 movie.
That was the one where he kept seeing like the 23 and the patterns and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a big conspiracy theorist movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked Robin Williams.
I'm looking at a bunch of,
liked him more than Jim Carrey, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I never understood the appeal of Jim Carrey other than he was very animated. I'll give him that. Also, looking back on it, can't see the appeal of Adam Sandler.
And, Jim Carrey's face, his facial expressions are
rubber face.
Yeah, he's got that rubber face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Him going into that gif of him, like, slow mo going into Clint Eastwood is awesome.
Yeah. I still remember on SNL, or not SNL, in Living Color, where he, like, did the Joker thing of the wait till they get a load of me and he pulls the newspaper down. Yeah, he was okay, we're still good. It went dark. Screensaver. So you're looking through Jim Carrey movies?
Robin Williams movies right now.
Oh.
Dead Poets Society, Good Will Hunting are just well acted.
Yeah.
Good movies.
When Dreams May Come.
What
Dreams May Come.
Oh, we watched that movie in high school, and it, like, that was one of those instances where it's like, you can't cry in front of people.
Yeah.
You have to look at these people every day now. You don't cry.
Have you seen What Dreams May Come?
No.
It's, like, even just the plot.
It's touching.
About a guy who, like, his wife goes to hell.
His wife kills herself.
And he actually goes to hell to find her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, because I watched it because I thought it was going to be a scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to hell. It's not. It's not really scary at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a sweet, beautiful cinematography.
When he gets to the place where all the people who have killed themselves are, that still kind of screws with me a little bit.
It again because it's been a long time since I've seen it.
It's you know, all the arms that, like, everyone's just kind of reaching up and hoping that someone that they love is, nope.
Yeah, hell's scary. I'm not looking forward to going.
It's not
going to
be a great time.
Yeah. You'll make it. Good for you.
You'll have to come pull us out. It's going to be multiple trips. Sorry about you.
You're going to have to bring help to grab me. Because I'm assuming by the time I'm dead, I'm thinking 494 pounds, pure pizza.
Pure pizza.
Pure pizza. Pure pizza.
All pizza.
They're going to find marinara in my bloodstream. That's the warning I'm giving you right now. All right, we got to get out of here. Literally, we've got to get out of here because we got about 10% left on the battery.
Flubber.
And I still need to save it.
Yeah.
Flubber. Flubber.
Everyone gets
10%.
One.
We have 10%.
Everyone gets one.
No, he had more than one. Patch Adams.
Oh, honey.
No.
Mm.
Were you a fan of Patch Adams?
Patch Adams.
No, nothing is the answer to that.
Jack.
I counter with The Birdcage.
That's not fair. That's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, so.
Nathan Lane was a darling in that.
And everything.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
Hank Azaria was in that movie. He was in Godzilla.
That's a movie that will make my stepdad laugh every single time because it's when Hank Azaria falls down and then he blames the new shoes. That gets my stepdad.
I remember that clip.
Because I sent that clip to Brandon when he made the announcement that he had gotten new wrestling boots to face Hollis. And so I was like, this is what I'm imagining you on Saturday. And it's the shoes. They make me fall down.
I thought my dad was really going to laugh at this movie, Black Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad loves movies like that. Like, he loves Blazing Saddles. He loves all those. I showed him Black Dynamite thinking he was just going to laugh his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most uncomfortable movie I ever watched with my dad. Because he's not laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should have known. The very beginning is, you've not seen Black Dynamite, right?
No, I have not.
The very beginning is Black Dynamite sleeping with three women at once and literally having sex with them at the same time somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's Black Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And they're naked. So I forgot about that part. So my dad's watching it and I'm like, okay, start laughing, please. Please start laughing. Oh shit, this is awkward. And then my dad starts looking through the newspaper and watching it. I'm like, oh, well, this movie bombed with dad.
And
my dad liked Hee Haw. So, wait, maybe the two are related.
The Birdcage is one that, if you haven't seen it in a really long time, hold on to those memories close. Because it's real uncomfortable to watch now. Like, it holds up. It's funny.
It's a product of the time.
It's very much a product of the time. Yeah. Like, just how hate-filled and ashamed the characters are that are trying to hide, fact that they're gay.
Yeah.
Because the movie is about, for those who don't know, Robin Williams and Nathan Lane are married. They have a son, Matthew Broderick. No, it's not. I always think it's Matthew Broderick.
I shook my head no as I used to say that.
And it's not Matthew Broderick. It could be. It should have been.
Allie, look it up.
But they have a son who is getting engaged to a politician's daughter.
Yes.
And they own a cabaret. Like, Nathan Lane is a full-on drag queen.
Yes.
But Gene Hackman was the dad.
Yep.
Dan Futterman? Yeah.
Is that the name of the actor?
Futterman.
Is that the actor?
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
I haven't either. And then Calista Flockhart is his fiance.
Yep.
But, it's the first time meeting the parents meeting.
Yeah.
And her parents don't know, and they're super conservative, super, traditionalist.
But it has a good ending.
It does have a good ending, but just seeing how ashamed he is of his parents. And then also just how, like, Gene Hackman and his wife play, like, the
super conservative.
Yeah. It's real. It's a, when you're in grade, when you're in like grade school, junior high, watching it with your parents, it's like, oh, okay, you know, funny stuff is happening. And then like as an adult aware of like social issues.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
well, it's like
a lot of this is a bummer.
Bill and Ted, the part where like, I guess it's evil Bill and Ted. Okay. Yeah. Sure. But where they like hug and they push each other, like they call each other fag.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, man. Yeah. I forgot people used to be that way. Yep. There's so many movies where they'll, that throw that word around like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfectly acceptable at the time. Well, it wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't.
It should never be perfectly acceptable. Right. I had that happen today. I told you this. I told Allie. Yeah. Woman came in the store. She asked me for a game that was like Baldur's Gate, and I told her about Marvel Ultimate Alliance. It's kind of similar, but you play as superheroes instead. And then she looks at me, and this is like a 45-year-old woman. She's an adult. And she says, oh, that sounds pretty gay, though. That's pretty gay, isn't it? And I, without skipping a beat, say, no, ma'am, it loves to have sex with the opposite gender. Calvin gave me a look.
I'm surprised Calvin didn't like applaud you.
He did afterwards.
Because she then just started laughing.
She laughed at it. She thought I was in on the joke. We were making fun of the gays together.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid woman. All right, we got to get out of here.
For real, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We made our hour.
Yay.
Our quota's in.
We did it.
Our contract with Podzilla
continues.
You're welcome,
universe.
We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to talk about Cape Championship Wrestling over the weekend. It was a big show.
Girl fight.
Two title changes.
Yep.
At CCW. Incredible. Big surprises, big surprise guests. Girl fight happened. We're also going to preview Payback, which is this Sunday, somehow. And we'll find out what the Big D's been up to.
Yeah.
That's the lead in. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
That's the hook that's going to get people
that's
to tune
gonna
in.
That's going to bring them back in. You guys have a great night. We will see you tomorrow. Allie, good night.
Good night.